Hi there, it's me, Alan from Sesame Street, and you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Abby's Fairy Garden.
Hi, it's me, Alan, and it's the end of another busy day on Sesame Street. I was about to close up shop here at Hooper's store and visit with my friend, Abby Cadabby. I can hear her next door playing in her fairy garden.
Roses are red, violets are blue, sunflowers make me smile, so I'm growing some too. Hi, Alan.
Hello there, Abby.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here. I could really use your help.
I'm always ready to help if I can. What's up?
Well, that's just it. Nothing's up. I planted lots and lots of sunflower seeds in my garden today. It should be full of sunflowers by now. But there's nothing here.
Oh, did you say you planted them today?
Yep. I found a nice sunny spot in the dirt, right here.
That's good. Plants need sun and soil to help them grow.
Uh-huh. So I took my little shovel and dug holes for them, like this.
Nice work, Abby.
Why, thank you. Next, I got some sunflower seeds from this little packet I've got right here.
That's a pretty picture of a sunflower on your seed packet.
I like sunflowers a lot. Because they look like little suns, you know? All those yellow petals around the big circle in the middle, like a sun, shining bright.
And what did you do with the sunflower seeds?
I plopped them into the little dirt holes, plop, plop, plop. Then I covered them all with dirt, nice and snug.
Like tucking them in at bedtime.
Right! And then I used my watering can and I poured a little water on top of every seed. Here, I'll water this daisy to show you.
It sounds like you took really good care of your seeds, Abby. They're going to look terrific with all the other plants here in the garden.
That's what I thought. But then I came back to say goodnight to all my sunflowers before I go to bed and
you didn't see any sunflowers, right?
Exactly. By now, they should be as high as a beanstalk. Where did they go?
They're not gone, I promise. It's just, do you usually use magic to plant flowers, Abby?
Well, yeah. I mean, it is a fairy garden. I usually say a magical rhyme and the plants just zoom right up. Here, I'll show you with a daisy. I wave my wand around and around and I say something like this. Come on, seedlings, it's time to grow. Daisies, daisies, say hello. Zippity-zap.
Whoa, that's amazing. That daisy grew from a seed to a stem right up into a flower.
It is kind of neat, right? But I wanted to try growing flowers without fairy magic this time.
I think that's terrific. Good for you for trying something new. But seeds take time to grow, Abby. They need more than a day to become plants and flowers.
They do?
Yes, so we need to be patient and wait. I promise, when they're all grown and your garden is filled with flowers, it's going to be great.
Okay. Well, I guess I can be patient for a little while, but it's hard to wait.
It can be. But I know something that can make the waiting fun.
Fun? Ooh, tell me.
You can grow a whole garden right now. With sunflowers and daisies, all you have to do is use your imagination.
Really?
Yes, we can use our imaginations to grow anything. Flowers and vegetables, like crunchy carrots and leafy green lettuce.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm really good at imagining. Most fairies are, you know, even fairies in training, like me.
I knew you'd be terrific at it. I bet you can imagine flowers in every color of the rainbow.
Like my yellow sunflowers?
Sure. And every other color, too. Like red or orange.
And pink and purple.
Of course. Or green or blue.
Oh, and brown. Like the color of this nice brown dirt.
Yes. And maybe black and white.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. That really would be fun. Because you know what, Alan?
What, Abby?
This imaginary fairy garden of ours is gonna be magical.
Okay, Abby. First, let's take a few calming belly breaths. Then we can be ready to imagine together.
Yeah. I'm ready to belly breathe.
Let's sit down on the soft grass here in your fairy garden.
Oh, okay. I'm so comfy here on the green grass.
Yes, it's nice and soft. Now, let's take a deep breath together. Let's breathe slowly in through our noses. Then breathe out through our mouths. Now, while we breathe in, let's think about filling our noses with the clean, fresh air of a garden. You ready?
Yep.
Slowly in through our noses. Then slowly out through our mouths. One last time. While we breathe in, think about the smells of the garden. The sweet smell of flowers or the rich smell of the brown dirt. Let's breathe slowly in through our noses. Then slowly out through our mouths. How do you feel now, Abby?
Good. Happy. And maybe a little sleepy. And I'm all ready to imagine my garden now, Alan.
Oh, good.
Because I do think imagining a garden will help me wait for my teeny-weeny seeds to grow into big, beautiful sunflowers.
I'm sure it will.
Yep, I'm ready. I'm closing my eyes. And imaginary fairy garden, here I come.
Let's imagine we're in Abby's fairy garden with Abby. Gardens are wonderful places to explore with a friend. There is a gentle breeze blowing as the day comes to an end. The sun is setting. The bees and the butterflies have flown home for the night. And the lightning bugs are now flying and twinkling over the garden. Abby is here too. She flies over to welcome you. She invites you to sit down next to her on a cool patch of grass by the flower garden. She smiles at the green leafy sprouts coming out from the dark brown soil. She smiles at the flowers all around. She smiles at you, too. So happy you're here in the garden. Everywhere you look, there are colorful flowers. White daisies and yellow sunflowers. Pink roses and red tulips growing on green stems. There's even a stone wall next to the flower garden, covered with green, fuzzy moss and green, leafy ivy. A little frog ribbits in a puddle nearby, enjoying the last bits of daylight. As the sun goes slowly down, down, down in the sky and out of sight, the big round moon appears. Under the bright moonlight, Abby waves her wand, and with her magic, more sprouts grow up, up, up from their little seeds planted under the soil. Each time Abby taps her wand, the sprouts grow taller and taller until green leaves and flowers appear. Daisies pop open like pinwheels, and little beetles buzz towards them. Abby takes a slow, deep breath, and then she flies up, up, up from the green grass. Her wings slowly flap, flap, flap in the shimmering moonlight. She flies high up over the garden. Abby flies over root vegetables snuggled deep in their vegetable patch. Carrots, onions, and potatoes. The carrots have green leaves that grow on top of the soil. Abby keeps flying past pumpkin plants and tomato plants and even cucumbers. Abby floats over rows and rows of bright yellow buttercup flowers. She flies between tall sunflowers with their big yellow petals. Lightning bugs glow in the dark, flying alongside her. They light up the night sky, flying through the air like bright confetti. Abby flies back down to the soft grassy patch. She takes a slow, deep breath. Then, with a tap of her wand, poof, she magically shrinks to the size of tiny little ladybugs. Abby is so small now. The flowers around her look huge. She tiptoes between giant green flower stems. She even waves hello to a big green cricket. The cricket hops up onto a plant and begins to nibble on one of the plant's leaves. Abby walks through the pepper plants and by the green peas. She's getting a little tired now from all her flying and exploring. She taps her wand, and suddenly she's back to being her normal size. She rests again on the soft grass. Lightning bugs continue to fly around in the cool night air. They shine like tiny lights blinking on and off. It's time for Abby to say goodnight to her garden, to the flowers, to the carrots, and to the green cricket.
Goodnight.
She says sweet dreams to each tree.
Good night.
The beautiful dark blue night sky is full of stars. Abby waves goodbye, and then she does one last twirl, then poof. She flies off to the 123 building and lands in her own cozy bed.